What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Steven, you guys released a study recently looking at home equity growth for states across the nation, and particularly in New York State. It showed a plus 74% increase in home equity in New York from 2020 to 2025. What more can you tell us about this study and just how this impacts and benefits families in New York?
So for people who own a home already, this is probably not a huge surprise, but amazing news, and this is true nationally as well. We've seen enormous gains in home values, which translate into enormous benefits in home equity for those who have owned and seen their home price appreciate.
Of course, some may argue that these numbers across the board in New York may be almost too good of a thing just because it makes it difficult for, say, first-time home buyers to get into the market. How do you see this trending, I guess, going forward? And you know, what do the numbers tell you?
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, the benefits to those who own a home are unfortunately to the detriment of those who want to own that home, because the home price appreciation makes it that much harder for people to get onto the property ladder. We have very high home prices today. We also have very high mortgage rates. The combination of those has made home affordability really at its almost worst position in decades. So this is something that, while it's great for those who own the home and can potentially tap that equity as part of their household wealth, those who want to own a home or get on the home ladder are finding it exceptionally difficult and are having to look to other options, either to own a home or to continue to rent.
And what can you say about those people that are looking to be the first-time home buyers? Is there any outlook here going forward that allows this to be better for them, or at least for the market to cool down to allow for more people to buy?
Yeah, I mean, we're starting to see home prices ease. So, you know, nationally, home prices are starting to fall, especially in some of the major metro areas. The hottest markets, like in Austin, Texas, many cities in Florida, they're starting to see home prices fall. That's where we've had more building. That's where, you know, some of the interest in new home purchases have started to wane the most. And that's going to trickle out to the rest of the country. So it's very possible that we may start to see on a national level that home prices are stagnant or falling. And if that combines with falling mortgage rates, then that's going to make it, you know, much, much easier for people to start to buy. Now, we've got a long way to go to get back to the prices that we were at in 2022 or 2020 from a home price value, but any breaks on mortgages or prices does make it easier.
And I don't know what kind of data you may have specifically about Buffalo, but what does that market data tell you?
So I don't have any specifics about, you know, home equity growth in Buffalo per se. You know, this is what we've looked at is really on the state level. You know, but Buffalo has more affordable homes than many other parts of the country, many other parts of New York. And so, you know, despite the fact that, you know, it's going to be something that people have to be prepared for from a weather perspective, they may find that, you know, places like Buffalo, you know, or excuse me, cities like Buffalo or states like West Virginia, which actually ended up being the highest percentage change in home equity value over the last 5 years. More affordable locations are drawing people in who want to own and want to potentially retire in those locations because they can do so affordably.
Anything else, Steven, that you'd like to add to our conversation that we haven't touched base on with this?
Yeah, I think one of the things that we didn't intend to, but, you know, with this study, but we noticed is that, you know, there's a great deleveraging across the country. The amount of debt that people have in their home relative to the home value has shrunk precipitously. And that's a good thing. That's something that puts households in a better financial position as we go into a time when the economy might get a little rockier. So you compare that to some time like, you know, the pre-2008, pre-great financial crisis time, when people were leveraged to the hilt. That's not the position we're in today, and that's a very good thing.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.